This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. For a final time before Election Day, U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face each other tonight in the final presidential debate. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Their first debate was the most chaotic in memory.
The new question
Supreme Court Justice, the radical question, left.
Will you shut up, man? Listen,
full of interruptions and flat. American University professor Jason Mollica wonders if it will look different tonight in Nashville.
Will they actually speak on issues as opposed to yelling each other?
As he trails in the national polls, Trump advisors are urging the president to be less aggressive and put Biden in the spotlight, hoping the frontrunner cuts into his own lead. While final debates often play an outsized role in election outcomes, this is different. More than 42 million people have already voted, and there are far fewer undecided voters left than at this point 4 years ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. officials say Russian hackers have targeted state and local networks in recent days. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
With less than 2 weeks to go to Election Day, U.S. officials say Russian hackers have been targeting dozens of state and local networks in the United States, and data was stolen from at least two servers. The advisory comes from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Agency. The advisory did not specify any victims who were targeted, but added there is no information that any election or government operations have been affected. A Russian state-sponsored group, alternately known as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear, is believed to be responsible for the attacks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States is condemning what it calls excessive use of force by the Nigerian military for firing on unarmed demonstrators. Amnesty International says at least 38 people, including 12 in the capital, Lagos, were killed by the Nigerian army and police.